Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're the friend you bug to death about sports.
We never get annoyed with you. Well, we might hang up.
Bob and Jeff, the drive afternoons at 4 on KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
Well, this is a downer. Us and Them. It's a good, great song once we get into it. A little Pink Floyd for you as we return from the break. They were officially inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on this date in 1996. Pink Floyd. There you go. One of your favorites.
No.
Max, it is time to play NBA Recall. We haven't played that in a while.
We still got the tune?
There Amazing. You go. All right, you have chosen for your consumption the 2004-2005 season, and I have picked for you from that year the Memphis Grizzlies, who were coached by three guys that year, Hubie Brown, Lionel Hollins, and Mike Fratello.
The great Hubie Brown.
Their executive GM that year, Jerry West. How about that? And they finished 45-37.
Why do we need three coaches
Southwest
for that?
Division. I don't know what happened. Hubie Brown, I think, was let go early on after a 5-7 start. Lionel Hollins was the interim, and then they hired Mike Fratello, who went the rest of the way. But they lost in the Western Conference first round, swept out of the first round by the Phoenix Suns.
There you go.
Who's my club?
You have the 1976-77 Atlanta Hawks, who were also coached by Hubie Brown.
I love that man. I adore Hubie Brown. I want to get him on this show. How do I do it?
I don't know. Find him and call him.
There's two generations of guys. We're talking about a close to 30-year difference in year in gap here.
Right.
All right, your first player from that 2004-2005 Memphis team. Mike Miller, who is now an assistant coach with Memphis.
Mike Miller played at Florida.
Easy. Easy as pie. Of course that's correct. Mike Miller, who's, as I said, on Anthony's Penny Hardaway's staff at Memphis. Next,
your
for
first
me.
Player, the leading scorer for that Hawks team, was Truck Robinson.
Truck Robinson. Oh, my God. That's one of those small colleges. See, that's what upsets me about you.
What?
This
about
is
me?
One of those small colleges.
Because I control where Truck Robinson went to college?
It was a Grambling or an Alcorn State or what was it?
Tennessee State.
Exactly.
Yeah, just a tiny school.
Tennessee State's nothing. I mean, that's a small school.
Is
I
it?
I don't even know if they still are in have a team.
Oh, you're right.
Look up Tennessee State. Are
I
you
will.
Kidding?
Tennessee State's enrollment is 9,000.
And what conference are they in?
I think they're in the Sun Belt, aren't they?
Ohio
Valley.
They're in the Ohio Valley.
Yes.
Tennessee State.
That's correct.
Next for you, Lorenzen Wright.
Lorenzen Wright played at Memphis.
That's so easy. You don't even have to think back very long.
Well, you could have done that.
Next for me, and if you give me another guy from the
well, you're not going to get it. But he averaged 24 points a game. John Drew.
John Drew.
Yep.
Oh, my God. I remember John Drew. Now, he didn't play at a small car. He played at a name place, but I can't think of
it's
who it was.
It's a name place that's small.
What state?
Georgia? I don't know.
You don't even know?
Tennessee? I don't know.
Give me the first letter of the school.
No.
G. Just do it.
G. They're in North Carolina.
Greensboro.
Gardner Webb.
Gardner Webb?
Yes.
And you thought it was... I've gotten Gardner Webb and Tennessee State. You've gotten Memphis and Florida.
Well, pick an easier year.
If this thing isn't rigged, I don't know what
pick
is.
Pick an easier year.
Next is Bonzi Wells.
Bonzi Wells played at Ball State.
Easy. Next.
Tom Henderson. Tom
Why did you do this? Why did you pick this team?
I just picked a team.
Why did you pick this team? You looked at it and you said,
I didn't look at it.
I got Tom Henderson, Nancy Drew, truck driving. None of these people went to schools that anybody knows. Tom Henderson. And he later, didn't he play for the Celtics?
Sure.
Later? Don't know.
Tom Henderson went to Hawaii.
Thomas Hawaii. Henderson played for the Celtics, I believe.
Tommy Heinsohn. I don't know.
Next for you, James Posey.
James Posey played at Xavier.
These are easy. I mean, these are all big-time schools.
Sorry. Ken Charles.
Ken Charles?
Poor guy.
This is awful.
Poor guy.
You've ruined the integrity of this game.
Ken Charles out of Trinidad and Tobago.
I have no clue where he went.
He's an Atlantic 10.
Duquesne.
Fordham.
So give me the schools, honestly, that you've given me so far.
I've given you Tennessee State.
Hawaii, Gardner Webb, and Fordham. And what was the record of this team?
31-51.
Unbelievable. You give me a bad team with bad players.
They're not bad players.
And expect me to know where they went.
These guys all average double figures.
Stromile Swift
went to LSU.
Unbelievable. Give me another player from this Hawks team.
Lou Hudson.
Southern Illinois.
That is incorrect.
Where'd he go?
Lou Hudson went to Minnesota.
Oh, yeah. Rodney Hudson went to
Minnesota. Yeah, about 30 years later.
Lou Hudson was a darn good player. And I should have known that had I given some time to think about it. I'm very distracted. I think you've cheated.
Maybe.
In this game. Give me another player.
Give me some. I want to see if I can run the table.
Earl Watson
went to, I think, Eastern Michigan?
No, UCLA.
Oh, I'm thinking of Earl Boykins.
Yes. Earl Watson, what high school did he attend?
Olathe East?
No.
Johnny Mission North?
I believe Earl Watson attended either Wyandotte or Washington High School in Kansas City.
Joe Merriweather.
Now, he went to Southern Illinois.
Yes, he did. He was a rookie that year.
Give me another one.
Tom Barker.
No clue.
Hawaii.
All right, Max.
Give me a couple more.
No, I'm done. Cardinal.
Bryant Purdue.
Easy.
Next.
No, done.
Just give me a couple
more. No, I'm done. That was an awful, awful game.
You should be
ashamed of yourself. Ryan Humphrey
went to Providence.
No, he went to Oklahoma and then Notre Dame. Oh. And that's a big...
I'm thinking of Austin Crozier.
That's terrible. All right, back in a minute. We'll do five questions. If I'm back, that turned me off. That game upset me. I'm serious. I got an upset stomach.
Don't be upset. It'll be okay.
Our guest for five questions is Mark Marinelli. Defensive coach, defensive coordinator at Wichita Northwest. Stay with us.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.